Private investigator no longer, Chief Davis says that she is devoting herself to cleaning up the streets of Gutter City once and for all. Lastly, Steepies, a heartwarming yet shocking moment today in Ephemera as an attempted robbery of theme restaurant Bumbershoots was thwarted by none other than the beloved ogre Shroog. One lucky customer who saw the unfortunate thief absolutely demolished by the usually mild-mannered Shroog said, "It was terrible. The ferocity, the speed of violence, I don't think I'll ever forget it." Who would have guessed it? Lovable Shroog, a martial arts master? Guess if you want to fight the big guy for his chunk of the swamp, you better never know when to stop dreaming.
Echoes yet to be. I'm sorry, I know that doesn't answer your question, but...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Steeplechase, a thrilling and exciting new adventure from me, the master of adventure,
ooh,
Justin McElroy.
Ooh!
I thought somebody's got, you know, like Stephen King, the master of horror. Yeah. How many books in was he before he decided to be master?
One.
Six.
This is our 26th episode, right? Like, I'm the master of adventure.
Now, Justin, that was not off enough from the real number, which is 23. Like, you should have said, like, 63rd or something, because now people are going to be like, did I miss three episodes? Did they cut three episodes out of the lineup? No, Justin just said the wrong number. This is episode 23.
Yeah, but I did a couple one-offs, so this is like my 26th.
Sure, outing. Sure.
And so I'm like, I mean, the master, I guess, of adventure.
And, yeah, and listen, I think you need to put some kind of audio effect on there. It should be master of adventure.
Why is he underwater?
Yeah, well, no, underwater. Just the kind of the through the fan blades kind of thing.
It didn't sound water. Like that, though.
It's how you use in water.
What's going to happen is you all are going to steal a castle, and I've been thinking about it and thinking about how we could do it and set it up and explore more of the ideas of how to steal this fucking castle.
Oh, cool. How are we going to do it?
Well, this is the problem. What occurred to me, and this is sort of inbuilt into the rules of Blaze in the Dark anyway, but I know this. But the scale of it has been scary to me. But I realized after many thinking showers, which are different from stinking showers, which you have to take every morning. Thinking showers are the ones that you take when you just need to think. After many thinking showers, I realized that I don't have a better way of doing it. We're just going to have to do it.
Okay.
You're just going to have to steal it is the thing.
Cool. I love
this. You're just going to have to do it.
Great.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Dad, pick a number between 1 and 3.
5.
Now.
2.
Wow.
2.
Wow.
There's,
wow.
Well, in Dad's defense, there's really only one number that comes between 1 and 3.
Okay. One is included in there, as is 2.
You didn't
two,
say
as
that.
Is 3.
Between 1 and
between
3,
one
Justin.
And three, I think suggested
one. Like, if you held up if you held up a peanut butter sandwich and said, what's between these bread? And I said, bread?
No.
I'd look like a fool.
If I said pick a number between 1 and 10 and you said 10, no, everyone would say, oh, yeah, that's perfectly within the bounds of this exercise.
Okay.
Right?
So what are my bounds again?
Holy shit.
He said
between 0 and 4.
Juice, why don't you take one of the other options away and then see if he wants to switch.
Two.
Okay. Travis, pick one or three.
I'm going to pick one, Justin.
Three for me, please. I don't get to pick.
Okay, that's Griffin.
That was Griffin?
Yeah.
I like the new character voice.
I was stretching.
Yeah.
I always stretch before a heist.
Griffin.
Yeah.
McElroy. Let me set us up a little bit. It is the night of the annual feast, which takes place every night. The annual feast of the seven. The crowds have begun to gather for the feast and for the fireworks show, Dream It to Now. And this is the moment that the
a magical carpet ride.
Hey, listen, only I get to sing Dream It to Now, which I will with very little provocation. The three of you have taken your places. Griffin,
yeah.
Where are you beginning this heist?
I mean, I think...
To continue my recap, there are three... we know that there are three beach ball-sized prisms that have to be taken out. Or stolen or malfunctioned or something in order for this castle to be stolen.
Right.
No one knows that the castle is being generated by Hardlight, and that's what these three Hardlight prisms are doing. We also know that there is a sync issue of some sort with the prisms that is that Emmerich was hipped to by the Union, IBOST 2626. In the last episode, and we also know there's a fireworks barge that Beef has been working at with James DeBarge.
His new best friend.
And
Griffin, just to run it way, way back to when we were originally given the job, yeah. We are given the instruction. I know that we need to make the castle go away. The spire, the Gaul spire. Was there further, because I was a little bit confused about this last week, regarding what happens to the prisms, is it like you bring them back whole and well or no deal?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, good.
What they need is the show of it.
Great. I think that's why Emmerich has always maintained that he'd rather they steal them so that we can use them,
okay,
rather than destroy them if we can.
Right.
Got it.
Yes. Griffin.
I think my first order of business is to reach the fairy shack. So that might be a little bit too far in to choose as a starting point, but I do know that Deep Dark knew a way to sort of get me in there. So that's my first goal. You tell me if I'm up in it or if I need to do a little bit.
Get
more.
All up in it.
Get all up in it.
Here, okay. You go to the place that Deep Dark labeled for you
cool.
as the entrance to the shack. And what you see once you arrive there is basically a thin tunnel. Ascending into the sky, is probably a good 100 feet.
Great.
Up into the air.
I love that. Straight up?
Straight up.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Deep Dark was not super specific.
Yeah, sure.
About this.
Well, he never is about fuck all.
Yeah. And you do see at the just dangling out of reach, there is a harness attached to a cable. That ascends up into the shack. What you realize now at this point is that Jesse, Infinite Jesse, the Spectre Fairy, is probably getting rigged down here.
Okay.
And then brought up into the shack.
Oh, okay. Can I reach the harness?
I think the only thing that I said about it is that it is
just out of reach.
Out of reach.
Yeah.
So maybe if you stood on your tiptoes or if you jumped slightly.
Can you try that?
I'll do a Sam Fisher. I'll sort of or a Ninja Warrior sort of, spider crawl up just to where I can grab it.
Oh, you'll just do a Ninja Warrior spider crawl. Okay. Yeah,
I didn't think you'd roll for it, Justin.
I didn't think you'd solve my puzzle that easily. All right, Griff, Griffster, let's prowl. I think this would be prowl.
Yes, which I have just juiced to two after leveling up my prowess.
I think that it is risky because you could fall and hurt yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
But it is a real helicopter GM over here. I think that it is standard effect because this, I mean, I've seen Sam Fisher do it and he's a regular guy.
Yeah. 5'4".
5'4". Woo. Okay.
Sam Fisher's only 5'4"?
Yeah, he's a little guy. Yeah, he's
he has long orangutan arms.
Okay. Wow. Montrose, you leap up and manage to, there's like a bit of a foothold where the tunnel has come slightly out of alignment and you're able to get one foothold up, and you manage to press your shoulder up. So it's kind of creating tension between your shoulder and this like small foothold that you found.
Yeah.
And with a 5, a mixed success, that you find that you are now, slightly stuck.
Okay, nice.
Beef.
Yeah?
You are, you find yourself, Beef, on a, well, on the fireworks barge, is sort of what we had talked about. You're on the fireworks barge. What you see there, it's a long ship. There are rows of these, like, 4-foot by 4-foot encasements made of metal, and each one of them has 9 or 16 3-inch wide, like black tubes that are emanating out of them. There's series of wires that are running from each of these tubes, all back to a central conduit. You know this because you've been helping with this work all day. You've been stuffing these pods full of powder and the different colorings and wiring them back to the main area at the central booth, where all of these have been wired into.
Excellent. I continue to do a good job.
you retire at the age of 70.
And I retire. And I'm careful, right? Because we're dealing with fireworks here. Justin, I would like to... So, if I'm picturing this correctly, right? Is there a way to adjust the angle of these tubes? Or is it all affixed and welded and everything?
There is a way to adjust the angle of the tubes, that probably not manually, I would say. That it is probably going to be, I mean, you could try do one or two manually before someone's like, hey, those are computers.
Yeah.
Don't mess with it. It's done by computers.
But I imagine the whole rig itself, like the base of it, is probably affixed, right? I can't just lift it up.
Of the, like, these encasements?
Yeah, so if it's, like, a line of tubes, right, in the encasement.
Sorry, I thought you meant the barge itself.
No. I mean, listen, I do have the ability to push myself to do superhuman, but I imagine lifting an entire barge and pointing it somewhere might be beyond my capabilities.
I mean, it's floating. I mean,
anyway, that's a good point, Justin.
You could, like, change the direction of a few of them, but it is not meant to be manually controlled. This is all like very specific work.
I got it. Okay. So I'm going to go over to James then, who I assume is like at the control board.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you've been doing a really good job. Just sort of messing around with the computer here.
Now, Travis.
Yeah.
Let me show you. Yes. Well,
James is my asset, I'll remind you.
What?
James is my asset?
Yeah.
Can you make it a little bigger, please? Ah, I see. There's not a joystick like I was hoping.
So here's what you see. It's a series of... there's a small computer readout. There are... that's like a digital display. There are several numbered buttons that allow you to choose the module. You're not sure what that means. And then there's a queue selection area full of buttons, and then there's a safety, there's a power switch, and there's a key, and a few other like functions there, and that is what you're looking at. It is not especially digital, it's not especially technical. It looks like it's probably been put through its paces.
Sort of analog?
Analog. There you go. I mean, it's computer. It's like, it's there's analog buttons.
Like a calculator.
Does that make sense?
Like a calculator.
Yeah, I think like a calculator or a speak and spell, that kind of vibe.
Okay.
With some knobs and stuff.
Oh, James, did you build this?
Huh? No, this is an XL4. It's you know, pretty much off the shelf. I did put some, look on the side.
And you look at the side of the box.
Oh, sick.
And you see like a robot wearing a wizard's cloak. And he's like,
that's kind of how I see myself.
Like a techno wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I see you that way too now.
I went over to the face paint booth and they said normally they don't paint on boxes, but they said that it was fine. So they did it. The thing looks pretty fucking
you
sick.
You are always pushing that envelope, bro. Like developing new shit and painting on boxes and everything. I love this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a pioneer. Yeah, I mean, that sounds stupid, I would say, but like...
No, not stupid at all, man. Hey.
I'm trying to do stuff different. Like, the DeBarges have been running this barge for a long time, and like, I want to be the DeBarge that sort of mixes it up a bit and change, you know.
Yeah, man.
I want to be an innovator.
Listen, can I tell you something? And I mean this from the heart. I've been walking around...
One friend.
Yeah, man. I've been walking around Ephemera a little while now. And listen, yeah, castles are cool and there's like dragons and shit. You make fireworks explode.
Oh, well, the computer's actually triggered.
Oh, come on, man. I've been packing this shit all day. You know that we set it up. You program it. You can do whatever you want with this thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not. Yeah. I mean, within reason. Sure. Like, I would need. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, you're right. You know?
Right. Like, if you wanted to, I mean, hey, could you do, like, patterns and stuff where they explode, like, you point them in different directions and make, like, a smiley face or something?
I know that James is your asset.
Uh-huh.
But I do need you, I want you to do a sway roll that's more about himself. Like.
Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah, I'm inspiring like, him.
Inspiring, yeah, it's like an inspirational sway.
An inspirational sway.
An inspirational sway.
I begin.
Much like Sway.
Yeah.
Much like Sway the VJ.
I had a very inspirational.
Me to be a better reporter.
I had a very
every
inspirational
day.
Lunch with Sway one time.
What are we looking at here? Risky controlled Joseph?
This is controlled. And I'm going to say it's like great effect. How about that? Because you guys are friends,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
On this, because I want James to believe in himself. This is very important to me.
You're going
to
talk the hell out of James. Hell yeah.
What'd I get? I got a 6 and a 3. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. I could do fucking anything.
Yeah, man.
I could do anything. It's like the song says, dream it to now. Never know the limits of the dream that you're wishing tonight. Do you know that song? Do you know the song?
Yeah, bud.
I hear it every night, so it's kind of stuck in my head.
Yeah. Hey, man.
But you're right. I should dream it to now. Yeah, I could do anything I want.
How surgical are you with this thing? You know what I mean? Like, how good is your aim?
Probably, like, better than anybody's aim ever has been with any of this stuff.
Fuck
like,
yeah, I'm, dude.
Except maybe my dad, but...
Hey, no, man. You got young, nimble fingers. He's old. And I love your dad. You know that. He's like my own dad. But you're better at this, man.
He's dead.
Yeah, I love him for that. Now,
not around to complicate things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get your subtle meaning.
Now, do you think you could, because I'm looking at the golf spire there, right? And I can see two windows lined up on either side. Could you shoot, like, through the windows?
I mean, if I want to get fired, probably, yeah.
Oh, come on, man. You but know like, what? Hey, I'm your bud. You do it, you blame it on me, but, like, you'll know, man.
Hold on, let me fiddle with it a little bit.
Okay, Dad. We had talked about, so you have been working in the Gall Spire trying to figure out this sink issue that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to start you out in... the tunnels. Now, the tunnels are a layer. It's sort of like how the buttercream got started because there were supposed to be other similar layers that were disused.
Right.
So, quick background on this. The Disney World has something called the Utilidors. And Utilidors is an underground layer to the park, these tunnels that make it so that the archaic legend is that Walt Disney was at Disneyland and he saw someone walking from like Frontierland to Tomorrowland in their Frontierland suit across Main Street and into Tomorrowland. And it broke the immersion.
Yeah, and so he had them killed, right?
He had them assassinated, yeah. Yes. Walt Disney World has a layer beneath the castle. Everything you're in Magic Kingdom is actually the second story, because the first story is the Utilidors, which has break rooms. It has all kinds of different...
The catacombs filled with bodies.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, modeled similarly to that, I wanted to give a concept for people that weren't aware. So, this is a thing, and it is a similar to where you find yourself now. It also it contains within it, like I said, break rooms, changing areas, some restaurants. There's the Hardlight Animation Control System, or the HACS, which is the sort of the nerve center for a lot of the hard light that is within the park. And in addition to the hard light, it's also where the older animatronics and things like that are also controlled from. And you are starting your way out in these tunnels. Dad, you just finished a filling dinner of hot dogs and ice cream from the snack cart. And you have made your way, with your dinner break completed, you have made your way into the tunnels.
My body just humming with nitrates.
Yeah, yeah. You got all the... Yeah, you didn't go for the uncured stuff. You went hard.
Nice.
Okay, the one thing that I think Emmerich would want to establish as soon as he possibly can is, what kind of framework are the prisms suspended from? There has to be some kind of actual physical, you know, presence to hold these prisms.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to try to use the access tunnel to try and make his way physically to those prisms.
It's paper mache and chicken wire. You know, like a kid's volcano?
Super easily destroyable, no matter
what.
Yeah,
man, very flammable.
Dad, you activate, you flip a switch in, that one of the guys gave you. It's sort of like a testing thing, but rather than searching for, traces of, electricity, like an electrician would use to test voltage in a wall, this is searching for hard light conduits, the sort of power needed to get hard light going, which is considerable.
Uh-huh.
The power comes from underneath, but you're able to follow the conduits. You follow them until you find yourself at what appears to be an access hatch that you could raise or lower. And there's a small wooden staircase going up to this access hatch, and then there is a hatch that where the trail kind of heads to.
Emmerich opens that hatch, wants to see if the prism is inside it.
Okay. Emmerich opens the hatch, and there's a slight resistance as you seem to be pushing up something like Velcro. And as you push it all the way open, you find yourself in a side hallway of the Galspire Castle lobby. It is... incredibly, phenomenally gorgeous.
Ooh.
There are couches and chairs and tables lining the floor. There's a marble flooring that's in the center of the room.
Is this the Grand Floridian?
No, this is actually the picture that I'm showing you guys is a it's a hotel in China that I liked the look of. There are two staircases emanating from the center of the room up to the sides and then back up to the center, taking you to the second story. There are three stories here from ground to ceiling, huge, blindingly white tiles that are stunningly gorgeous like everything else.
Like a Motel 6. Here.
It's like a Motel 6000.
Whoa.
the scalloped ceiling stretches so high it makes you a little... dizzy to look at, and there at the center of this scallop ceiling,
it's Tom Baudet 1000.
No, it is actually.
When you're here, you're a thousand families.
Hanging from the ceiling
is Dumbo dead? It's terrible.
No, hanging from the ceiling is a large crystal chandelier that you realize with your device in hand houses one of the prisms.
Chandelier. Hmm.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Are you tired of being picked on for only wanting to talk about your cat at parties?
Do you feel as though your friends don't understand the depth of love you have for your guinea pig?
When you look around a room of people, do you wonder if they know sloths only have to eat one leaf a month?
Have you ever dumped someone for saying they're just not an animal person?
Us too.
She's Alexis B. Preston.
She's Ella McLeod.
And we host Comfort Creatures, the show where you can't talk about your pets too much, animal trivia is our love language, and dragons are just as real as dinosaurs.
Tune in to Comfort Creatures every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
Wow, Emily, we've been doing this podcast for 10 years.
I know, but hey, don't worry. You can jump in at literally any episode and hear us talk about some of our favorite stuff. Caterpillars becoming butterflies.
Martha Stewart flying around in a private jet full of trees. Yes, you heard me right, trees.
Neighbors becoming enemies. Just kidding.
Whatever messed up stuff we can find on Wikipedia.
Our impeccable taste in everything from dogs to TV shows to bodily functions.
And horses. Lots and lots of horses. Come for our horned up rants about the world. Stay for the catchy theme songs.
You might not learn anything, but we're a good hang.
Baby Geniuses. Every other week on MaximumFun.org. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Griffin.
Yeah.
Dad.
Whoa, that was quick.
Yeah.
Travis.
Yeah.
I just want to keep everybody on their toes. Dad, let's see. So everybody knows where everybody is at right now, right? We've established a beginning location and maybe even a beginning arc. Who wants to go next?
Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful, guys. That was some blood harmony umming right there.
Thank you. Try it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I think Beef's part is a little bit contingent on Imric's part.
Yeah.
So I need to wait.
Okay.
Imric's part or my part?
All the parts. They're all working in concert.
I would like to just sort of like get, just for my own headspace, unstuck from this big tunnel.
Okay. You managed to shimmy up just a little bit more. You are no longer stuck, and you are now, I guess, grasping onto the harness, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can I get myself into it? That would probably be... I mean, I can sort of Sam Fisher sort of...
Yeah, yeah, you can get yourself into it, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, now you're in it, and you're hanging into... it's pretty tight on the sort of crotch area, cool. I think... It's probably meant for someone of a different carriage, but you do manage to squeeze yourself into this harness.
Okay. And then I...
Wait, slow down. Justin, could you, just for the audience, talk more about Griffin squeezing his crotch?
My character's private place?
Yeah.
My character's private
crotch area?
It's all usual and normal.
Cool. Okay.
And regular
I
and
go,
not interesting.
And I go zip up to the ceiling.
Dude, what? Hold on. Let
Whoa,
me
he did it.
He did it.
But he said he did.
He zipped your crotch.
He zipped his crotch up to the ceiling.
I mean, I don't see any kind of, you know, there's not like a cool button, like a remote with a up button on it.
Okay, all right, now guys, I'm going to stop right here. okay, and leave this in and double it. This is the kind of thing that I'm saying to you. This is the situation. You have remember that you were ready for this.
You're right.
Remember that you prepared for this. You know this stuff. You've been getting the lowdown from between Deep Dark and Emmerich's work and what has been happening on the barge to a lesser extent, but still what's been happening on the barge. You have all the information you need. Like, you have this information. You knew this would happen.
You're right.
Griff, what happens next?
I say, I do not know the weight differential between myself and, what's the Infinite Fairy's name?
Infinite Jesse, the Spectre Fairy.
I do not know the weight differential between myself and Infinite Jesse, the Spectre Fairy, but here's hoping I'm not about to break both my legs. And I unpin myself from the wall and hope that the sort of pulling down force then rips it back up, sort of like how you drop blinds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're trying to give it a tug.
I'm giving it a tug to activate the reel. Yes.
He squeezed his crotch and gave it a tug. Go.
I don't know why there would be a harness attached to a cable going up into the room I'm trying to get to without it having some sort of retracting force.
I'll tell you, you give it a cheeky tug, and you're right. The system is not meant for it is well balanced for Jesse the Spectre Fairy. But of course, people do use this to get up and down. So there is an emergency failsafe, and in this case, it is an emergency failsafe that lowers you gently to the ground.
Okay. So not a cheeky tug system, then.
I don't know. Yeah, now you're on the ground, but you tried another cheeky tug.
Yeah, I'm just going to try cheeky tugging for the next 15 minutes or so, and you let me know if it ever does hit me back up.
On the third... On the third cheeky tug, you hear a noise from above.
Excuse me, is everything okay down there? Hello? Carla, is that you? What happened? How did it get deployed so quickly? It's earlier. I saw some movement coming through on the computers. Carla, are you down there? You okay?
I am.
Holy shit. It sounds bad.
I am okay.
Oh, God.
Can you be in there and pull me in?
Oh, my God, Carly, you sound so different from how you've always sounded.
Cold. Can you be in there and pull me up?
Holy shit.
You know what, Griff? I want you to do a... I guess sway, right?
Yeah.
A sway roll? Yeah.
Probably a sway roll.
Sway roll. I'm going to say that it is controlled and it is standard because this guy already feels pretty bought in.
Here we go. 624.
Whoa.
Nice.
Okay. Carla, hold on 1 second. And you hear a slap, like he's slapping a button up at the top, and you are suddenly catapulting at horrifying speeds up through this tunnel, and you zip up through, and you see a man standing in front of you. He's about 5 feet tall, and he's got a comb over, and he's got what appears to be the, like, lowest effort fantasy outfit possible. It still has, like, buttons on it, and he's got a name tag, but if you saw him at 100 yards, he might look like a peasant or something like that. And his eyes, he sees your mask and he takes 3 steps back.
Oh, God! Who are you? Who are you?
You're just dangling, baby.
What's his name tag say?
Guilt.
Justin.
No, guilt. Like G-U-I-L-T. That's fucking kick-ass, dude.
Very religious parents.
G-I-L-T.
Guilt? Okay.
Fuck. Guilt, fuck. No, just guilt. His name is Guilt. It's always been Guilt. Okay. Wait, let me check my sheet, make sure I have it right. Yeah, it says Guilt.
Yep. What are you going to do?
I don't know why I wrote Guilt.
Because he's covered with gold.
Nope. His name's Guilt. That's what it says. Weird.
And he's only partially covered with gold, Dad. It's unrelated.
I say, Will, my name is Ezra Goodparty. And unfortunately, Guilt, you have just made a fireable offense. Can I unhook myself from this thing?
No.
Okay.
You can't.
It seems like I should maybe be able to try.
Okay, Griffin, I will let you try, and I will let you live with the consequences of a failure.
Okay.
Just a big hole right below you.
Is this a desperate?
No, it is risky.
Okay.
And standard. But if it goes bad, it'll break so bad.
You're right. No, I don't want to do this. I'll use my silver tongue instead.
What does that do?
I say, oh, it's not a power. It's just like...
It's a thing that people say sometimes, Justin, where it means like you're really convincing and charming.
There is a power called silver tongues, actually, in the game. But
okay, so everybody can shut up. Yeah. Perfect. Very good to hear.
I say... I work for Deltonic Security, and I do believe we have just found...
Wait, did you say Deltonic?
Dentonic. Dentonic Security. Sorry, I was listening to the Deltonics earlier, and it...
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, so great. No, but I am at Dentonic Security, and we knew there has been some failures in protocol lately, and I do believe I have just found the source of it, Ezra. I'll need your badge and your name tag, and you'll need to come with me to the security office to be... Well, your judgment will be decided from there, but I do not think it'll be pretty.
I can't lose this job, please. You don't understand. It was just... You just sounded exactly like Carla.
I think you and I both know that's not true.
Pretty close to Carla.
Okay. Well, let's go down. I'll lower you down first. Can you let me out of this, please?
I guess, yeah.
Thank you.
And he unhooks you and lowers you down because he's pretty scared about it.
Does he have a radio or anything?
Yeah, he's got a radio.
I'm going to try and steal that off of him as he walks by me. Or as I'm, like, strapping him into the harness. Just...
You're putting him into the harness?
Yeah, so we can go down.
Okay, if you want to get him in the harness, I was going to let you not have to roll to get out of the harness, yeah. But if you're getting him into the harness, that is good. I am going to need to see a roll on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking him to security, and we have to go down to security together, and the harness is the fastest way.
And listen, you don't want...
Are you trying to sway me or him?
You don't want patrons to see a member of Deltonic Security escorting Gil... It would really disrupt the whole illusion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to need a roll, Griff.
Okay. What's this one?
This one is controlled.
Good.
Limited effect.
Limited. Can I trade? Can I trade position for effect?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you can.
Cool. Sway. So this would be a risky sway roll. Standard.
Yeah. Standard. Yeah.
Okay. God, do I really want to start pushing it? It feels like this is a pretty big potential failure point, so I am going to push it by one. And take two stress. Okay, please. Yes, 5, 6, 1, 5.
Wow, 6.
So I should get into the harness. I'll be honest, I've always wanted to... Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to try it, so if you're sure it'll be safe...
Yeah.
So you'll lower me down first, and then...
Yes,
I'll tell you what. If I do this, will you take it easy on me? Tell them that you were extremely convincing.
I will do what is in my limited power to protect you. Here, let me get you all strapped in. And I want to take his radio.
Oh,
okay.
And your name?
Finesse.
Sure.
I want to say Finesse, it's controlled. And standard because he is in the harness now. So he's just kind of dangling around.
264. God,
Oh my gosh, great.
Take his key card too while you're at it. You snatch his radio.
Hey, wait.
And his key card.
Come on.
He didn't say his key card. He said his radio.
I didn't say his key card. Oh, we're not going to need key cards where we're going. Or maybe we already have them. Wink. And I say,
hey, wait. Oh, this is so okay. Now, you know what? That makes sense. Because you wouldn't want, like, I could be volatile right now.
That's exactly
you don't want me just calling whoever.
Okay. And you have a arrivederci. And I press the button to start lowering him down. And then when he's like halfway, I'm going to stop it.
Ow! My mouse!
my golden eggs!
And
my camel's advanced.
And then I'll throw on the sort of like brake that the repair crew uses to sort of turn off that tug system, because I don't want him having a slow tug down. I just want him to stay put right there without his radio for the next like hour or so.
Okay.
And I am going to start suiting up.
What does suiting up mean for you?
Well, I need to get on the Gull Spire, and the only way that that's going to seem normal is if I do look like Infinite Jesse the Spectre Fairy.
All right, you get dressed. I want to pivot over to Emmerich. Emmerich, you are in... Where did we leave you, bud?
I'm looking at the chandelier.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
I think, first of all, he needs to get on the chandelier.
He's going to get on the chandelier.
This is okay. Just one of the prisms, right?
This is just one of the prisms. That is the other thing I want to remind you guys. Whatever needs to happen simultaneously.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
How is he going to get... Okay. Is he... He's overlooking this lobby, right?
You know what, Dad?
There has to be some access to the chandelier because somebody has to, like, work on it, repair it. There has to be a way to get to the chandelier.
Well, it is. They invented... It's technology... That was invented at the parks over 100 years ago. It's called a ladder.
Okay.
Big ladder.
Big ladder.
And you'll never believe this. It's two D's in the middle.
Yeah, it's proprietary. It's the Deltonic Big Ladder.
Stop saying Deltonic. It's Dentonic.
Dentonic.
No, guys. Deltonic is a ladder company.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, fine.
This is a genuine stainless steel A-frame Deltonic. This thing will get you up and down safe.
Dad, okay. Dad, here's what I'll give you. The access panel that you found takes you to the... You are on the third story, but there's a good, 10 yards between you and the chandelier. So you're not like you can't reach it or anything, but you are on the same level is where you have begun.
Okay. Well, there's no need for secrecy. He's there on a sanctioned job, right? He's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And supposed to be working on the sink issue.
I'll tell you, Dad, you have a really good excuse. How's that? Like you,
yeah.
I'm not saying nobody's going to bat an eye, but you definitely do have, because you got a double six, if memory serves, in the last one.
Yeah.
So I'm really inclined to sort of give you the proverbial keys of the kingdom.
All right. Is there anybody, is this lobby, populated? Is this open to the public? Are there people down there?
There are. It's a little thin because here's the way it works. There is a main path that takes you directly through the castle. Okay, there's like an entrance across a moat, that we know of, and then to the there's an exit out that you can enter. The entrance and exit is that same path. There is a west and a east exit out of this main lobby area. Two large archways to the left and the right as you're facing it. And it is thin. The crowds are thin, because the show is going to start and this is not the optimal place to view Dream It to Now. You do see the only sort of stream of people that you see are heading into the west alcove. The east alcove you see actually has some where you could see a door. It's very faint, as though they don't necessarily want you to look over here. It is a door that is just for maintenance people that you probably wouldn't have even noticed, except it was pointed out to you during your shift. But that is the crowd situation.
Will that hidden door take me to the chandelier? I mean, will it take me up closer to the chandelier?
No, it is sort of mirrors the large exit to the left that goes into, you can smell food coming from it. You hear some music, coming from that way. You get the sense that that's where, or you don't get the sense, you know, this is what did I call it? It's pretty good. Der Feastenhausen.
That's really good.
That's Der Feastenhaus, where the actual people who pay to do the feast, where that takes place.
Dan, may I ask, just out of my own curiosity, what are you hoping to do with the chandelier? Like, why are you trying to get to it?
Well, I think Emmerich is still wrestling with trying to save the prisms for them, but I think he's slowly coming around to the fact that they're not going to come out of this with the prisms intact.
Sure we are.
Oh, we are?
We should try.
Griffin thinks that you should try.
Oh.
That's what Montrose thinks.
Can we have a flashback?
Yes, whose?
All of us. Just to decide this.
Yeah. Flashback.
Okay.
I want full blown like Danny Ocean looking over a map of what we know about the Gull Spire while we have this
yeah, stop. You're over a large table. You have spread out the map of the Gull Spire, the one you see below you.
If we do this, I have to insist that Griffin come up with some kind of doom 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 doom, some kind of, you know, music,
groovy music. Sure. Okay,
music.
I'll do my best.
Oh, Dad, I can take care.
Yeah. Fucking good job, Dad. You know what's about to happen?
No.
You did this. You summoned
You're about
this.
To be just your the punishment that is happening
no.
will be.
Yeah. No.
Start
no,
your,
no,
guys,
no.
Start your meeting. Start your meeting.
Okay.
Seems like we
now, you fellows
go ahead.
You fellows know that I really want to save the prisoners.
Sorry guys, that was me. Excuse me.
Please. This is a small Please do not
somebody's do not strangling a goose.
Don't jazz in here right now, Magnus.
Beef, please.
But if you fellows think that it'd be better just to destroy them, I'll understand.
This is
I'm not saying better. Not better. It just might be simpler.
This crime will be something of a statement piece for us. I'm thinking of this as, we must be discreet in the eyes of the law, but at the same time, we have an opportunity here to build our brand, let's say. Anybody can go up and blow up a building.
Right, right.
That's not dramatic. What is dramatic is a building suddenly disappearing as its prisms are stolen away by three gentlemen thieves.
I think I can do the part about them quote-unquote disappearing, mostly because of the sink issue. If I can adjust the sink to the point where they aren't in any way, shape, or form synced, or synced to the point where they will only activate once a year or something ridiculous like that, it will give the impression that they have disappeared. But then how do we get the prisms out of the Gull Spire?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. End of flashback.
I thought in flashback. In flashback. This is not, again, okay, so in flashback.
Okay. All right. I assume there's some kind of communication between Emmerich and the person
always.
Who gave him the assignment. Who gave him the assignment?
Oh, between Emmerich and Justin.
Yeah. He gets on the radio and tells Justin, testing. Hello?
Hey, it's Justin. It's Beefy Justin.
Hello, BJ. I
Ouch.
I was
right into that.
I'm right on the brink of fixing the sink issue.
Oh, what a relief.
What I'm going to need to do is I am going to need to reinforce. I have to run some cables between the three prisms. In order to, perfectly analyze what is the issue with the sink. So I need to connect them. Is there a way where I can have some kind of access to all three? I assume there's already some kind of connector between the three prisms. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, the sinking, they're all plugged into the same net. I mean, that's why the sink thing is so puzzling, because there are conduits that are connecting all three of the prisms.
Then I think I need to check that conduit. So I would like someone to bring out a bagladder, so I can at least check the first the prism in the chandelier, and then I will need some kind of easy access to the other two prisms, just to make sure that that connecting conduit is in good shape. I may have to run some other another cable between them. Okay. You know how it is.
Yeah. Oh. You know, can this happen after the feast? No.
Well, that depends. Do you want the sink issue to continue, during tonight's performance and really have run the possibility of it flickering in and out?
No. I'm really supposed to have it cleared up tonight.
Well, then I need some kind of easier access to all three prisms, and I need it now.
Okay, you just got to be really careful.
Oh, I'm always very careful.
Okay, because we're going to have people...
So you can tell from my limp and my bad arm that I'm always very careful.
So if you... okay, look at the column second from the front, you see?
Yes.
That one is actually hollow. It's it's an access thing. It's all blended into the environment. Very impressive. Wait until no one is watching, and then you can use your key card to just swipe in, and you can climb up to the conduits, no problem.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So there are still some people in that lobby, though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He uses the Give a Ghost projector and projects Scott at some point.
His favorite summons.
My favorite summons. Well, he's been working so far.
He's got Ifrit. He's got Shiva. He's got Rhett. He just only uses Scott.
I know. Scott.
You know what? This time, Dad, summon Bahamut.
Summon Bahamut.
No. No.
Okay.
Summon the Knights of the Round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking go hard.
Do it eight times.
I'm beaming Scott into the farthest point away from that column to have him draw the attention of everybody, because he is a well-known personality.
He is a well-known personality.
And he says something along the lines of...
Okay, go ahead.
I need... Everybody who wants a... you would actually do
this.
No,
you do it. Go for it.
Hey, everybody. Hi, it's me, Scott Bowflex. I've never been to this event. Would somebody like to go with me to watch the fantastic show?
Okay, I like this energy. This reminds me of when, like, Full House would go to...
Hell yeah,
it did sound a little like
Joey.
Like
the Brady Bunch at Brady Bunch at King's Island. Yeah, I love it.
And which would draw people away, at least draw their attention away, so Emmerich can climb up the column.
That's that. You know what? I'm not gonna make you roll for that. It makes perfect sense. It would be quite a thing to see Scott Boldflex there in the lobby of Galspire Castle. The Galspire. That's worked out perfectly. And you have made your way into the column. There are hand rungs that are cut into the column, which appears to just be made of plaster, but you're able to climb up to the top. And you find yourself I'm assuming you want to climb up. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You find yourself in a, frankly, it is kind of disconcerting how big it is, because there's not a lot up here in this like cavernous area. What you do feel is heat, an incredible amount of heat being generated by, when he said conduits, he wasn't fucking kidding. They're in sort of a V pattern. So you look in front of you and you can feel like heat emanating from this central column. And these are lying parallel to the floor, are these like big, thick conduits. There's one coming from the center, which you can understand when I say center, that is definitely the one that is the chandelier. You can feel heat emanating from a conduit connected there. There's two conduits that emanate out of it. Probably about 100 feet, I would say. No, it's got to be farther than that. Yeah, probably about a half a football field. That's something us supporters can appreciate in either direction. You can't see what they're connected to or anything else, but that is where you find yourself. And there is a slight glow, and you can tell the glow is literally just the heat being generated by these. There is also above you large fans that are cooling this area, which is extremely warm, which are cooling this area, which are hidden by sort of the artifice of the castle and the angles, so where it wouldn't necessarily be extremely obvious it is a fan, but they are cranked up so high you can barely hear yourself think.
Okay, I'm thinking to myself, do I see the prism?
The prism's inside the chandelier, which is yes, in the room below you. So, no, you could make, there's probably another access panel where you could see it closer to, though.
Well, with my ghost mind, where I can detect hard light.
I mean, yeah, you know where it is. I mean, you know where it is. It's where that chandelier was. It's in the chandelier, Mac.
I know it's in the chandelier. I'm trying to figure out how it is suspended within the chandelier. I need to go check that out.
It doesn't need to be suspended because okay. It's all create. Remember, this is all the prism, right? Everything you're doing is hard light. This is all hard. It's a hard light castle. So it doesn't have to be suspended.
It just is by there. Anything.
It is there because it is creating the castle.
Okay. The prism is connected by the conduit to the other prisms?
Yes.
Yes.
And I am at the lowest prism, or I am at the...
You're at the central prism. If you imagine a V shape, which you should because it is, you're at the bottom of the V.
So there is a conduit
to your left,
running up,
which is going towards Der Festenhaus. There is a conduit to your right that is headed across the floor to your right that is going to that closed alcove.
Okay.
So, Dad, just to clear up the geography for you, right?
Right.
There is the spot where the chandelier is. From where that is, there are two large, hot conduits that are one to the west where the feast, Der Festenhausen is, and one to the east to the closed alcove. And there are large fans above you in this like big cavernous room that are blowing away the excess heat.
Okay.
So central prism, west prism, east prism.
Okay. And I, Emmerich is at the central prism.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. He makes his way to where he can actually physically access the prism and whatever kind of devices are connected to it.
Okay. The prism... Yeah, this makes sense. The prism is in the fixture of the chandelier, sort of where the right. chandelier connects to the ceiling. And you could reach the prism where you understand the prism to be without much trouble, actually. I mean, you could access the prism. You have access to this prism.
Okay. I think Emmerich makes his way over there, and I think it's so stiflingly hot, he unzips his coveralls and to the waist because he's just burning up with heat.
Great. I love that. Sexy.
And makes his way to the chandelier, to the prism.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So he can see the prism.
Uh-huh.
Correct?
Yes. Let's leave you here. Okay. Okay. You have access
and, to well, this. Yeah. And I think he gets on the radio to the other two, the earpiece, and says, I am in possession, position at the central prism. So just wanted you to know I'm okay.
I'm a little warm. It's a little close, as my grandmother used to say. But I am fine. I don't want you two to worry about me.
Beef, over to you. Or sorry, did you have something to talk to?
I was just saying, copy that, Casper. Okay. That's our code name that we decided for you on this.
Oh, cool. One.
Casper?
Yeah, like a ghost. Beef.
Oh, right. Yeah. Beef, you're still chatting with James, who has said,
okay, listen, I got to get ready for the show. Once that music starts, I got to flip the switch and get it cranking, okay?
So, I've had some time, Justin, to think. And you know what I've remembered about Beef?
What?
He's soft. Soft Beef. And this is his friend James. James, stop. Wait. You're my best friend.
Yeah, you're my best friend. You know that. We don't even need to say it. It's nice to hear it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I can't. I am here to do a job.
Me too, man.
I am.
Me too.
James, the Gallspire has been replaced with Hardlight. It's not real. They got rid of the original, actual, real Gallspire.
Yeah, right.
James.
Look, it's exact like I wouldn't notice. I look at that thing every dang
really,
day that I work.
James, really look at it. And this is your best friend Beef telling you this. I'm not lying to you.
Trav, why don't you give me a controlled great effect roll, like an easiest possible roll
for command, because I'm telling him to really look at it.
I bet you want it to be command. Yeah,
I
sure
do.
It's command, fine.
Controlled with great effect. A mixed success. I got 5 and a 3.
Okay, you know what? Maybe.
Yeah, great.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I'm not like completely sold, but I could see they're doing a lot of crazy stuff with Hardlight now. So yeah, like maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
James, I'm here to show the truth to people that it is Hardlight. I got friends working with me, and pretty soon the job's going to get rolling, and we're going to deactivate the Hardlight, and this whole tower is going to disappear. And I'm telling you this because...
Why are you telling me this?
Because I was going to set up some stuff with the fireworks as a distraction, but I'm not going to do that to you. You're my best friend. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you the opportunity to get out of this humdrum life, the same DeBarge life that you could be stuck in doing this for the rest of your life until the next generation of DeBarge takes over and so on and so forth. Or you could use... What?
That sounds so good. I mean, just to hear you say it, that kind of security, like, when I think about my kids on this DeBarge, I think about the childhood I had on the DeBarge with the other DeBarges, and yeah, I mean, it sounds incredible. But yeah, what was the other thing you were going to say?
You could use those skills and make some real money, have some fun,
yeah.
And let me remind your conscience that you're already my asset and best friend.
I mean... Yeah, for sure. But like, as my best friend, you should know that DeBarge life is all I've ever dreamed. DeBarge life is all I've ever dreamed of, man. I love it here. I live for this shit. Do you understand? This is my family's barge. This is the DeBarge. Like, we've been running this for years. Like, my grandpa's grandpa was on DeBarge. But you think, what else could I do?
James, listen, you're an artist, yeah. Right? You said it yourself. You could do, you're surgical with this, right?
Yeah.
Be better.
It's hard because the computer does, like, it's all computerized, right? But, like, I could freestyle it.
Yeah, man.
I've been telling everybody else, like, I could, like, do a freestyle one.
You're a techno wizard, bro. Like, you're better than this. You don't need to just... Do it, man. You could make a name for yourself tonight. You could have people begging to work with you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, it could be kind of cool. Just to do one, like, freestyle, right? And you said that the Gallspire's not even real, right?
So yeah.
What's the...
And listen, I got your back. You know that. If you need me to take a fall for you, I will. If you want to come with me and you know, have more adventure in your life and have some fun, I got you there too, bud.
Hey.
Yeah?
You've rolled enough with James. You had a lot of successful rolls. I don't think I'm going to make you roll for this one. You make a really compelling case.
Yeah, you know what? Tonight is James DeBarge's chance to shine. I'm gonna freestyle it tonight.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna get loose. I'm gonna get freestyle. You tell me some tricks you wanna see? I could do pretty much, I'm like a,
and he holds up the box and he points at the wizard coat wearing robot.
This is me.
Yeah, man.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go over to Griffin. Montrose.
I'm ready to rip. I'm fucking ready to let it rip.
What are you? Okay, knowing the placement of where everybody is, do you have a thing that you like? You have an idea for what you want to do?
Sure.
Okay.
I hook into the wire connecting the fairy shack into the middle of the Gallspire. Is it dark? What time is it? How are we doing time wise?
It's
gotta be a little
7:55. You have 5 minutes until the show starts.
Okay. I'm gonna go now.
You're gonna go now? Okay. You hook in and you hook into the line that connects the Infinite Jesse's shack to the castle.
Okay.
And in your incredible, brilliant wings, I'm assuming you put on the wings.
Oh, I'm fully decked.
You're fully decked out.
My mask is also, I want it to be sort of projecting something, you know, fantastical and fairy-like.
Justin, I also want to say, after James and I talk through, like, the tricks and stuff, I'm hoofing it to the castle. I'm on my way.
Smart. Smart. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. You go to the edge of this. There's, like, a small platform that's sort of emanating out, maybe, like, 4 feet. Just below the wire that connects the shack to the castle.
Okay.
Like a zip line, right?
Right.
And you hook into the zip line and you want to jump off?
Yes.
That's where we'll stop.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.